The bad news is we continue to lose a tremendous number of lives and endure great pain as a state. 777 lives lost. I understand intellectually why it's happening. It doesn't make it any easier to accept. What's happening is the number of people who came in 2 weeks ago when we had those very high hospitalization rates. Either you get treated and get better and get discharged, or you stay in the hospital and probably wind up on a ventilator, and the longer you're on a ventilator, the less likely you will come off the ventilator. And that's what's happening now. These lives lost are people who came in at that height hospitalization period, and we're losing them. The number is lower than yesterday for those who can take solace in that fact, as someone who searches for solace in all this grief. The leveling off of the number of lives lost is a somewhat hopeful sign. The number of total lives lost, 7,844. For people, just to put this in perspective, I lived through 9/11, as many New Yorkers did, who are of somewhat advanced age. And I believe 9/11 was the worst situation that I was going to deal with in my lifetime. And to put it in perspective, 2,753 people lost their lives on 9/11. We're at 7,844. So in terms of lives lost, that this situation should exceed 9/11 is still beyond my capacity to fully appreciate, to tell you the truth. We've been watching a spread to the suburban communities around New York City, Nassau, Suffolk, Westchester, Rockland. That seems to have stabilized. We have a couple of hot spots in Suffolk County that we're watching. But overall, we've been very aggressive in the suburban communities in jumping on those hot spots, and the percentage of growth in upstate New York and the suburban areas around New York City has basically been stabilized and flat, so that's good news too. So overall, New York is flattening the curve.